You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
And good afternoon, everybody.
That's the way the big-time radio DJs used to do it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just after 3 o'clock.
Small geeky radio moment to start Ace and Friends today. So we go to Build-A-Bear Sunday. We go to Build-A-Bear Sunday with my 1-year-old Dax. It was on his actual birthday, and somebody had given us a gift card a long time ago, maybe right after he was born, for Build-A-Bear. And you go on their birthday, and there's a certain bear that they have that it's the birthday bear, and I think you get it for $1. It might even be free. I don't know. Just so happens, luckily, while walking through and looking at the bears, he saw that one, and that's the one he took to immediately.
It's like, oh, wow.
Score one that he took, you know.
Sure.
Because that's the one he would get in whether he wanted it or not.
Right. Sure.
So we get finished, and you do the whole thing. You do a gift card, a certificate, and the whole thing, and it says, you know, name. And Amanda's like, what do we name him? I'm like, I don't know.
Name the bear?
Yeah, you name the bear. And it gives you the date, height, weight, you know, that belongs to Dax and all that kind of stuff. And I said, I don't know. What are we going to name him? And she said, what about Gnarly? And I was like, I love that. And the only reason I love it is because there used to be a DJ on my favorite radio station in Los Angeles, and his name was Gnarly Charlie. And I always thought it was a cool name. It's like, I love that name. So, yeah, his little bear is technically named Gnarly. And okay. So we picked out a Hawaiian shirt for him, which is cool because the Gnarly Charlie that I used to see on video used to like to wear Hawaiian shirts.
So that makes sense.
Our little bear's a tribute to Pirate Radio's own Gnarly Charlie.
A lot of people in there?
Packed.
Really?
Let me tell you what was packed. Well, we don't have time to get into it right now. What was packed? Something was packed that boggled my mind. I don't understand what happens in the mall sometimes. Maybe it's because I'm out of touch. I don't go to a lot of malls. Nothing against them. I don't do a lot of shopping. But there was something in the mall that was, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I'll give you the details next. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Ace and Friends.
So I was in the mall Sunday with my son and my wife. Build-A-Bear, getting him his birthday bear kind of thing. For he's one, and somebody had given us a gift card to go, and worked out great because it cost us $0 to get the whole thing done.
Love that.
But there is something in the mall that was packed. Now, I don't spend a lot of time in malls. I don't do a lot of shopping. That's why. Nothing against it. I love the mall. But we're walking through the mall and breezed by, and it's an outlet mall. It's called Concord Mills, and it's huge. I mean, huge. And we breezed by, I don't know the name of it, but it's a small building and they do massages. I don't know what I expected, but this was not it. It was loaded. There were six massage chairs where you put your face, sit on the chair and put your face in the thing, and they, you know, work on your neck and your back. All six were full. Three people were sitting waiting. And they had, I think I saw three rooms that all had doors closed that occupied. That many people are getting a massage at the mall?
Yeah. Was that person shopping and then decided to get a massage? Or did they go to the mall specifically for a massage?
I do not know the answer to that question. But
it's like massage at the airport.
Yeah, so. As you go around to the other end of the mall, there's another one over there. Because they're small rooms. They're not like huge stores. They're small spaces. There's another one. This one had five chairs, three of them full. Two of the massage room doors were closed and one door was open. It baffles me. Completely baffled by that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Are they people who got there and thought, you know what? I might as well get my neck worked on a little bit while I'm here.
Yeah.
Are other people shopping and they decide to go get their neck and back worked on?
Yeah, like the spouses. I'm going to go get a massage while you're in White Lion or whatever, Black Lion.
I don't know the answer. Yeah, you go to Burlington. You know, I'm going to get my neck loosened up a little bit. It just seems weird to me. But I was stunned. And even Amanda goes, what is happening at the massage place?
The rooms are for like laying down?
Yeah, the rooms are for a full massage.
Oh.
And the hallway is kind of lined in this small space. The hallway is kind of lined with these six massage chair things. Six people and have been over facing the thing.
I'm not taking my clothes off in the mall. You know, regardless of the situation. That's just, you know.
Even though you're in a private room.
My rule of thumb. I just
under
those
circumstances, are Riggins' clothes coming off in the mall?
Not a chance.
Yeah, it seems weird to think you would go to a room at the mall and strip down into your underwear. That you're not trying on clothes.
Not doing it.
I don't know what's happening. It was crazy. Completely full of
them. We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
You're not even safe at McDonald's anymore. There is a video that's going viral of a woman who's sitting in the drive-thru line at McDonald's. She's at the window. And you can only assume this is a homeless man who's come up to the kiosk or what do you call it?
The speaker.
The speaker, yeah. So he is between her car and the speaker. She has the window about halfway down, just far enough down that she can order without having to scrunch her face up at the very top. And this is their very quick exchange.
Hey, give me a ride, would you?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm trying to get
don't
this.
Don't blank me.
Okay. Okay, fine.
She says, he says, hey, give me a ride, would you? She says, no, thank you. And he says, well, don't thank me. And then she's trying to say, okay, I just need to order. No, don't thank me.
I've had that happen where the homeless person comes up to you at the speaker at the fast food place.
I've never had that happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's bad. There. Yeah, it's bad if it's like a Taco Bell where they really kind of cement you into the line. You can't really leave. But at McDonald's, usually it's open air. So, but they know. They got you right
so
there.
So did you interact with the person?
Yeah, I asked them what they want or whatever they were requesting. I think it was money.
Did you give the money?
No, I didn't. But I've given plenty of homeless people money before.
We used to encounter a lot of homeless people when you lived in the city when you went walking. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of homeless that lived on that end of the town where you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Ace. Well, I mean, just there were. You were right there by the soup kitchen or something, weren't you? Riggins lived in a high rise. It was by the soup kitchen. And what is the soup kitchen?
I don't recall. I think it's an art center.
Well, there was something there that a lot of the homeless people went to get food. Thank you. All the time. It's worse than it sounds. And I don't mean it the way it sounds. You said,
no?
I don't mean like you lived in a bad area. Just it happened that whatever that was, there was a place that homeless people went to get food. And it was close to your apartment.
Okay.
Your very nice luxury high rise. They just happen to be in close proximity to each other.
Message received, Ace. Thank you.
That wasn't the point I was trying to make.
Good Lord.
it really wasn't. I did not mean that in the way it came across. Riggins is a very kind person. You told us the other day you used to walk and talk to the homeless guy all the time that would kind of walk with you and your dog.
He lived in my building. This is where all the homeless people are. Jeez.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
The good news today is such a kind, sweet story. Another example of why we really do have the internet. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Yes, it's the news, but this time, it's all good. This is the Good News with Ace and Friends.
Two great stories today for the good news. Let's start in Louisiana, my home state, the state from which I hail. Memorial Day last month, a woman in Louisiana met an Air Force veteran named Dylan McCormick, who was working in 90-degree heat at age 90. She saw him gathering carts at a Winn-Dixie in a parking lot, and she asked him, "Why haven't you retired yet?" He said he couldn't afford to retire. So she posted footage of him online, started a GoFundMe trying to raise $30,000 to help him out. People donated over $240,000. It hit $170,000 overnight. And she called to tell him the good news the next day. But he hung up on her because he thought he was a scammer. So she went to his place and told him in person. He says he's very grateful to the more than 3,000 people who donated. But last we heard, he still has not retired. He decided, I don't want to quit yet, but now I know I can quit whenever I'm ready.
That's nice.
So he's like, hey, it's not my thing to quit, but now you've got the luxury of retiring whenever you could.
That's nice.
And I just think this is a nice story, mainly because I have lived this to a certain extent. Some lady asked Dear Abby for advice about a radio DJ that she borderline stalked when she was a kid in the 1980s. She's in her mid-50s now and had some undiagnosed issues back then. And she used to call in at least once per show, and he would always be kind to her and always talk to her. She said he was never anything but kind. Now she wants to reach back out with a letter, thanking him for being there when she needed someone to talk to. But she's worried that she might come across as creepy. Dear Abby's advice was to send the letter. He'd probably love to know that he made such a profound difference in her life.
Abby, I don't know about that advice.
Let's see. If he's alive. Because he's got to be at least in his 70s by now. If he was in his 20s in the 80s, he's got to be in his 70s. You don't think that would be a good idea?
I think it would mean it stalked him? And she had some undiagnosed issues? She's like, hey, guess who?
She borderline stalked him.
She
called every night, and he was always nice when she called.
Stalkers are typically pretty friendly.
So it said he was always kind. And that's all she wanted to know is that, hey, she needed a friend, and he was always nice to her. It meant a lot to her and changed her life. I think he would probably love to hear that. Because he's probably broke, and radio didn't pay out for him very well. And he's like, hey, look, I did one thing really good. Either way, now that Riggins tainted, it's still the good news. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
Riggins, did you have a radio DJ that you grew up listening to regularly? There wasn't one that kind of sparked your interest in radio at any point?
We used to listen to Paul Harvey do like the rest of the story.
Yeah, Paul Harvey. Good day.
It always happened right when we got in the car in the morning. That was probably my first one.
Rob, did you have one? Anybody that you listened to regularly when you were a kid?
It was just you and TJ.
That's right. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, I figured this is.
It's not. It's really not the point that I was trying to make. So how did that come about, Rob? Was it your mom or your brothers and sisters?
I know my sister and my mom listened. I don't know if my brother ever did, but okay. We would listen to it on the way to school.
Yeah, he's probably listening to something that was more, you know, rock.
Something cool.
Probably.
Yeah, something that was cool. Maybe he'd smoke a little weed on the way to school. That's a terrible thing to say. I don't know if your brother smoked weed or not. I don't know either, though. Did I equate that to, there was a guy that I grew up with. His name was Jimmy Norman. And his older brother sometimes had to drive us to things. And we all lived in the same neighborhood. And his older brother hated two things, us and driving us to things. And I didn't know, I'm 9 or 10 years old, whatever. All I knew was he liked to play the Boston's first album really loud in the car. And I think that was to make us not talk. And his car always smelled weird. And realized later, it smelled like weed.
some drugs.
But I mean, you talk about riding to school or riding somewhere with somebody who you knew, like, he made you want to be aware he hated every moment of this.
Oh.
Like, he'd have to take us to, we were in one summer between basketball and baseball, we got into a bowling league, a bunch of in our neighborhood. Because the only thing you could do, like, was once it was on Saturday, so it didn't affect anything else. And he had to take us because he was, you know, like 16 or 17, I think. And so, and then a parent would pick up, and he hated us. And he hated getting up early on a Saturday to do it. Every time he made sure we were aware that he hated us and hated every moment of taking us over there.
Yeah.
No talking in the car. Like three kids in the car, like three 10-year-olds. We're just sitting there riding down the road in Boston, blasting it.
More than I feel.
It's burned into my childhood memory. Like David Norm hated us all.
Hello, David.
Yeah. I hope he's alive.
Yeah, he's probably fine.
I don't think he is.
Oh, no, he's dead?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah.
Not good or not? Or okay.
I don't think he just passed away.
Oh.
I think he passed away. I know, now that I think about it, I know sadly his younger brother Jimmy, who was my friend growing up, has passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, a few years ago.
This took a turn.
It did. I didn't think it through very well when I started telling this story. But yeah, I think they've both passed. I think just their sister is the only one alive.
You can't OD from weed, though. So
it wasn't that. Is that true?
You can't. You cannot.
Yeah, you can't OD from weed.
I don't have the scientific backing, but I'm pretty sure you can.
Can it make you? Can you get sick from weed?
Sure.
Okay. Like vomiting sick?
Make you cough and stuff.
Yeah, if you eat. I mean, it's not going to be because of the weed. It's not going to be because of the weed, but. Yeah. You'd probably have to be drinking a lot and then smoke a little bit and maybe vomit, and then you can blame it on the weed.
Okay.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
We are all about to live through a very cringy, uncomfortable moment for a couple. The always popular accidental I love you. Which is super uncomfortable. Now, this couple is actually married now. They put this video out on their TikTok. But this is the moment where they accidentally, and they both say it.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. And you can't hear it that well. Let's see if you can hear it very well here.
I mean, I don't even know. I might not even offend it. But.
They're English. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, should I show him the video from the TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go on that? Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just not. Mom, give me a sec. Oh, love you. Oh.
You hear, love you. Oh, oh. And they both just freeze in that moment. Yeah. They both said it at the same time.
Yeah. That's a crazy thing to have on camera. The first time you said I love you to somebody. And it happened on accident.
And but both of them did. Yeah. That both of them, while separating, said at the same time, love you, as they walked away. And yeah. They both turned and looked at each other.
I think it's sweet. I think it's so sweet.
And it's cool now that they're married, especially.
Yeah, if they didn't get married, it would be super uncomfortable. Weird.
Because you didn't get married when you accidentally said I love you.
No, it's happened. It's happened at least once, I think twice, that I've done it.
But you were in a relationship with the person when you said it?
No.
Oh.
No. Just always after relationships, I think, is both times it happened.
After relationships?
Yeah, after I'd broken up and started dating again, like relatively soon. And you just kind of, you're in the habit of saying I love you. And it comes out one time because you start to, I get really comfortable. Yeah. And it's, yeah, it just comes out and it's super embarrassing. And
what is
you just hope that the other person is not, you know, understands what just happened.
What's the fastest you ever said it? Like how quickly, like third date or something like that? Or
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, long to months and months.
Okay. So you've been out with a months and months.
Yeah. I've never done that.
Well, you've never said the accidental I love you?
I've done it accidentally, but not on purpose.
I was saying that's when he meant to say it was a couple months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So what is her reaction when you say, I love you? Oh, and she's just kind of.
I explain what just happened and it's totally fine. Like I'm saying, it's never been like, oh God, that was weird. I'm like, sorry, that was a habit and it's fine. But it makes you feel crazy. You're like, I didn't mean it, obviously.
Yeah. It's worse for you, I would think, than it is for them because they understand, oh, it can happen, whatever. Yeah,
that's the perfect reaction. You hope for that reaction. Yeah. They're like, oh, you're right. It was just. But it's not like you're trying to push things too quickly.
Yeah, but you walk away going, oh my God, they think I'm going
to. Oh, it's mortifying. You want to die. You want
to
die.
I don't want her to get the wrong idea and think that I really want to be. I don't. Oh my God, I don't love her. What if I do love her? I don't love her, but I don't love her. I don't want her to think that.
It was very clear. I did not love this person. It was clear to me anyway.
You're saying things like, oh, you know I don't love you. Right.
Yeah, you could go down that road and really screw it up even worse.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, we're going to do another edition of Roundtable Questions. We did this the other day and had a lot of fun with it. No one knows the questions. They will come at random. So give me a number, Riggins, between 1 and 10.
8.
8. If you could live with one person in the studio, who would it be? So you have two choices, me or Tech D Rob. Who would it be?
I think I'd have an easier time living with you, Ace.
Okay.
I think that would probably be more my speed.
Okay.
In a way.
You think Rob's operating at a different speed?
Yeah.
I'm not as clean as what he's getting at. I'm pretty sure.
No, I wasn't implying that at all.
He was in, I'm not as weird.
Oh. No. I don't know. I just think it would probably be an easier fit.
Yeah. Okay. Teddy Rob, question number between 1 and 10.
2.
2. Would you date yourself if you could, and why or why not?
No, I'm a pain in the butt.
So
I'm surprised to hear him say that.
Yeah, what is that? What do you mean by that? That
I'm you're a pain in the butt. I mean, like, I'm stubborn. I mean, but we would get along, I suppose, because I, you know, we like the same things.
Okay.
True.
But overall, I just feel like I'm probably not easy to deal with.
Okay. All right. Now, y'all pick a number for me between 1 and 14. I'll have to expand out a little bit here to not know the questions. 1 and 14. Riggins, pick a number.
11.
11. If you could move to any city in the country, where would you move? Tampa, Florida.
Tampa?
Tampa.
Okay.
Somewhere in Florida, I think Tampa. It's where my wife is from. It would make her ungodly happy to live in Florida again, especially in the Tampa area, which is where she's from. Yeah, okay. I think Tampa's a cool town. I've always enjoyed being in Tampa. Okay, Rob, between 1 and 10, give me a number.
3.
3. Rob, what annoys you about the other members of the show?
I don't think any of you annoy me.
Ace is kind of annoying, though, right?
Yeah, he might get a little hyper from time to time.
What is the most annoying? What does that mean, hyper?
Like you drink a couple coffees, a couple energy drinks, you're just you're really jazzed to be here.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's a good thing. I mean, I wouldn't think that would necessarily be bad, but okay. I'm
excited.
Excited.
It's hard to get on the same wavelength when you're up, just up that high. You know what I mean?
Okay. Game over then.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
A minute ago, we talked about a guy named Jimmy Norman that I grew up with. We lived in the same neighborhood. He had an older brother named David who hated driving us places every now and then. But I just thought of something that I forget. I find it to be the most odd, one of the most odd moments of my life that involved this guy, Jimmy Norman. Same age. We went all through elementary school together, all through middle school, high school. We were friends. We weren't, like, he wasn't part of my tight group of friends that I grew up with in the same neighborhood, but we all knew we were friends. We'd see him, you know, we all hung out, whatever. But the day I graduated college, or let me back up. When I was in high school, my sophomore year of high school, he was a smart guy, but he got sidetracked, got into drugs and everything. And my sophomore year of high school, he passed out in an English class one day. Like, out.
Oh, yeah.
High. Fell into the floor.
Yep.
Ambulance had to come get him, the whole thing. And he left school. And we never saw him again. He went to a rehab and that kind of stuff. So years go by. I haven't seen this guy in years. The day I graduated college, I went to dinner with my dad. Went to lunch with my dad. And after lunch, I had stopped at a pharmacy. I forgot what we ran in there to get. As I'm coming out of this pharmacy, a guy covered in tattoos walks past me in the parking lot. You know, just one of those, hey, how's it going kind of things. And as I walked past him, he said my name. And I turned around, and it's one of those, like, you know, you see somebody and go, I know this person, but I don't know who this person is. But I know this person. Because now he had a mustache, and he had a baseball cap on, and he had a like a work shirt, short sleeve work shirt. He had tattoos up and down both arms. And he said, it's Jimmy Norman. And I went, oh, my God. I hadn't seen that guy. What would that have been? You know, because I did an extra year of college. I was having a good time. So 4.5 years, maybe 5. Probably been 7 years, 7.5 years, though, I'd seen that guy.
And he looked totally different.
Totally different. Yeah. But once you say that, though, you see him and go, yes, exactly. I see your face now, plain as day.
Yeah.
And stood there and talked to him in the parking lot. He was a mechanic. He'd gone to mechanic school and was doing good, I guess, as far as I know. But yeah, I always have thought that to be weird that on that day, I don't know why I thought it'd be that odd, but in a city, you know, we both ended up living 2.5 hours away from home and just passed him, randomly passed the guy in a parking lot, turned to this guy that I grew up with that I hadn't seen since he passed out in English class.
You're the guy.
Yeah, you're the guy.
You're the guy. What did he pass out for?
I don't know what he was on.
He was on something.
He was on something and just passed out.
Did he look sober when you saw him?
Yeah, he said he was sober. He said to us, yeah. And then a few years ago, he passed away. I think he had a heart attack and died, which is sad.
There you go again. Bring it down. You could have stopped with the
end. I should have just left it. Like, what a weird thing.
Yeah, and we met that day.
More next. Here's what's next.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
I saw an article over the weekend that reminded me we need to do a round of classic or not. Mm-hmm. So today, classic or not, we're going to give you the songs. I'll give you some songs from the 80s, 80s pop and rock hit, and 90s country. And everyone will vote whether they feel they are classic or not. Now, what I saw was a tweet about this particular song and how it changed the world of hip hop forever in the 80s. It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. It takes two to make things go right. Classic or not?
Classic.
Thank you, Rob. Riggin, stop.
Classic, sorry. Okay, thank
you. No, what would you vote? A classic or not? You say no?
No, I guess so.
Yeah, I think it's a classic. Okay. Let's see. Classic or not? Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson.
I guess it's a classic, but I hate it.
I've never been a big fan of it either, Rob.
I do think it's classic.
Yeah.
Like everybody would know the song.
Sure.
Yeah, classic.
Okay. Classic or not, Just a Friend by Biz Markie. You got what I need.
I'm going to go with no.
But you say he's just a friend.
But you say no.
He's just a friend.
Yeah, I think that's a classic.
Yeah, I would have to agree it's a classic.
I think so. Well,
Not as much for performance as just like just a fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like Weird Al.
Yeah, kind of. Classic or not, Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Okay. Classic or not, Dust on the Bottle by David Lee Murphy.
Hell yeah, dude.
There might be a little dust on the bottle. That's a good song. But Rob, I'm not a classic.
That is a classic.
I cannot give you classic for that.
Okay.
That's not good enough to go into. You're wrong. It's not classic category worthy, I don't think. Are you familiar with that song, Riggins?
Never heard
of it. Riggins didn't know a lot about it.
Like somebody I know. Drop by one Friday night and say, can you help me, Creole? I don't know what he says there.
Yeah. Let's see. Song. Classic or not, Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Of course.
No.
What? You're insane.
Why not?
Is that a classic?
Yes.
I think it's a classic. It's anthemic for women.
Yeah. It's a good word.
I think anthemic. I think that makes it a classic. But you still say no, Riggins?
Yeah, no, you're probably right. It's probably a classic.
Okay, you're going to classic on that one? All right. We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Classic or not?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
It's a generation defining classic. And finally, She Thinks My Tractor Sexy by Kenny Chesney. Classic or not?
Yeah.
I would have said yeah, except for the fact that he's not even playing it on his tour this go-around.
What?
Yeah. He's leaving it out at some shows.
That was a monster song, wasn't it?
She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. Yeah,
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can debate amongst yourselves now, classic or not.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
We are about to delve into the world of the women's restroom, which is just weird.
What happens in women's restrooms is beyond anything most guys can comprehend.
There's a lot in this new content of things going on in the women's bathroom, which I don't fully understand, but it's like a adult playground.
It's a whole different world in there.
They're dancing, they're singing, they're gossiping.
It's hyping each other up. They're supporting each other.
Hugging strangers. And
they're spending way too much time.
It's a lot going on.
That doesn't happen in a men's restroom. In any bar or restaurant, you go to a men's room, it's just a bunch of guys standing in line waiting to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Maybe they're chit-chatting about if there's sports on the television in there.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's it. Warning, this is a little graphic. I'll go ahead and give you a heads up. You might want to turn it down if the kids are in the car. Not graphic sexually, just graphic like it's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's
but this is
gross.
Really a video that's going viral.
Weirdo. And I'm like,
you wipe with the thumb.
And I don't understand how else I'm supposed to do it. Because I can't reach this one. My arm.
Wait, but if you do the front.
My torso.
You do it with a thumb.
Yeah, how else would I do it?
I don't know.
So I go like,
with the fingers. Yeah, show me with the paper towel. That'll be good.
Okay, that's really all you need to hear right there. What are we talking about?
It's a total stranger having this conversation with her about her technique when it comes to using toilet paper.
How did that come up?
I don't know.
That's the part we'll never know the answer to, Rob. And the lady filming it has her phone turned up facing her, so you don't see the other person on. That way she can have it running without anybody knowing.
I mean, to have a conversation about wiping techniques
with a total stranger.
I don't know, man.
A total stranger. And it goes on for about another, I don't know, 30 seconds of her. And we don't see it, but she's going back and forth about how she wipes.
But all the comments are like, this is why I love being a woman. Womanhood. The sisterhood wins again. It was like, ugh.
How does the sisterhood win in that one?
I don't know.
Because they're just being so supportive. And honest and sharing with each other?
I guess.
I do not understand how the sisterhood wins in that particular instance.
Yeah, I don't know. If imagine if a guy started talking to you while you're sitting down using the toilet, another guy.
There's no way I'm having that.
But please don't talk to me
right now.
Hey, buddy, how you wiping in there?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let me get these paper towels. Let me show you how I wipe.
Yeah.
Get out of here, weirdo. That's just strange to me.
It's awful.
I'm telling you, it's a totally different world.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
This is Ace and Friends.
So, Riggins, you date online.
I have, yeah.
You have, through apps or something. You have not, have you, Rob?
I did before I met Meredith.
Okay. Anybody lie in a big way? Or do they lie that you even knew about? Any kind of lies? When you meet them, something's not right, like you're shorter than I thought, or that kind of thing?
Yeah, you kind of do build the person just from seeing their pictures about what exactly they're going to look like, and then if it's off a little bit. But that sort of comes with the territory of dating. Yeah. You put up your best pictures, and you're not going to always look your best in real life.
That's interesting, because I had the philosophy that I think maybe you should take into that in real life would be a philosophy that I was told in sending out air checks. Air checks are tapes of your radio show that you would send out. And I had a guy tell me early on, hey, never send out the best one. I said, what do I send? He goes, send out a good one.
Yeah.
He said, that way, they don't get the very best. I think you're going to do that every day.
Right.
If they hire you off of a good one,
then you're going to deliver that every night and they're going to get what they paid for. They're going to love it. But if they hire you off of the one great one, it doesn't work out well. Eventually they're going to be let down.
It's like, don't work too hard.
Yeah. Don't be too good when you send them the stuff. Yeah. So maybe that's the way you should approach online dating. I'm not going to send my best photo. I'm not going to post my best pictures. Yeah. I'll post these pictures. And then when they meet me, they'll be like, oh, this is everything that was as advertised. I like this person.
Yeah. It's tempting to put out your best, but maybe it's,
of course it
in,
is.
In reality, maybe it's not such a great idea.
How many pictures, when you had a profile of Everett Riggins, how many pictures did you have posted?
Just one or two.
Yeah. Did you take pictures specifically for?
No.
Just pictures that you had from different things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Graphic. People love that on a dating profile.
Yeah, you just had a couple of nice graphic photos sitting around.
Very explicit. Yeah. Just kidding.
You can't put graphic photos on a profile, can you?
I don't know. I mean, it might depend on the app, but no, the ones I've used, you can't.
What's the lowest tier? Tinder's the most used.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
But is that the lowest tier? Like, you're like, oh, you're on Tinder, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I know it probably gets that reputation, but I know a lot of people that have, you know, been married through, you know, found their partner on Tinder.
Yeah, my niece married the one she met on Tinder.
Say it again.
My niece married the guy she met on Tinder.
Oh, really? Nice.
And how long have they been married, Rob?
A year and a half.
That's cool. I think you can meet the right person anywhere. It depends on your approach to it, what you go into it expecting, looking for, and finding the right person.
It might be different when you're really getting into the, you know, very specific interests that you have. But I think Tinder, it's just like every other one.
Yeah, there is a part of me that wishes after my divorce, I didn't. And I kind of like, it would have been fun to experience that, just to have said I did it. Just, you know, been on a dating app. I wouldn't have been looking to get married, though.
No.
Just tell Amanda you want to get on a dating app real quick.
She might not even care, Rob.
She's like, go ahead.
Yeah, she's like, yo, have fun with that old man. Let me know how it turns out. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
Where are the masculine men? What has happened to the masculine men? This could hurt some people. Listen to this girl's TikTok about her trip to Charleston.
So I just got back from a girl's trip to Charleston, South Carolina. And while I had a really great time, I was astounded by the amount of non-masculine men that I was surrounded by the whole time that I was there. I'm not saying there weren't any masculine men, but there were so many, and I'm not used to that. I'm from a farm community where men are very masculine and capable. And, you know, I felt so unsafe. And I don't mean because I hate them. That's not what I mean. But if something catastrophic were to happen, I just felt like who's going to step up to the plate and like be responsible? Who's going to be brave and like stand up if something bad were to happen?
Now, she goes on to say that she's married and she was happy to get back to her farm community. She lives in a small farming community. And she said she loves it there because there is no doubt all of the men in her farming community are masculine men. And she knows everywhere she goes or anytime she's at home with her husband that if something were to happen, whatever that may be, someone is there to help protect her, and to take care of things and someone who will step up and be brave. And she knows that all of the men in her community would do that. But in Charleston, it does not appear as if there are very many men at all who are willing to step up and be brave.
All the comments just turned to ripping on Charleston for some reason. I mean, Charleston's pretty nice, but everybody's like, yeah, this is why Charleston sucks.
Well, if you think about what is the Bravo show?
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm. Are those, would you expect, that's who I thought of immediately because it's become, you know, it's kind of a stereotypical Charleston thing. Are those the types of guys that you think would step up and be protectors?
I don't know.
And I don't know the answer to that because all you know is what you see of them on TV and they put them into roles and into boxes and all that kind of stuff to make the show work. But I don't know.
Yeah, they might be, but I
first glance would tell me, nope.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, a lot of people would look at me and go, who's that guy going to protect? He's not going to protect anybody. So, you know.
The guy that we've had him on the show, not Shep, the other guy, Craig
yeah.
that sews the pillows. It's not, it doesn't give you the strongest sense that he's going to be. But maybe he will.
Maybe he will.
Maybe that's just for the show.
It's an interesting take, though. But women, I think you're finding a lot of that. Women, like, they want to see a guy that they feel safe with. This guy will take care of me. He will protect me and my family in the time of crisis. Mm-hmm. He will step up and be willing to take the risk to protect people and be brave.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot about our society today that they're not seeing a lot of that also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know what it says.
Yeah.
You know, as I sit here wearing a bracelet.
This is Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
I forgot to mention this, but we were treated to something wonderful Friday afternoon. Riggins treated us all to a picture of himself in the pool.
Yeah.
Actually, a video, not a picture.
Yeah.
New personal record. You were in the pool by 10:20 in the morning.
I was at the pool, in the pool, by 10:20 a.m.
There is no wasted effort in getting out of here on a Friday.
No.
And Riggins was in an exceptional hurry this past Friday to get out of here so he could get home.
It was hot. It was, you know, 90 degrees. And, you know, I only go to the pool like once a week, twice a week. So on Friday after work, yeah, I want to go to the pool.
He was already in the pool.
10:20.
Filming videos of himself. He said, personal record, in the pool, 10:20.
That's so nice. There's no one there. It's so peaceful. And knowing I had already, you know, got groceries for the day, I had dinner ready and the dog was fine. I was expecting, you know, to get back in around lunch, which I did, had a wonderful lunch, and then took a nice nap, and then got up and watched a TV show I've been waiting to see. I played some video games.
Was that the Game of Thrones show that you watched on Friday afternoon?
I had been waiting all week to watch this one episode, and it was the perfect day.
So when did the beers begin? No beers at the pool, because it was early in the morning.
Yeah, I don't really drink during the day, but after dinner.
Okay. So at 7. What'd you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? I had a baked potato.
Okay.
In the air fryer.
Delicious.
It was really good. Yeah. Loaded baked potato.
Yeah. Then loaded baked potato. Excellent.
Butter, sour cream.
Then a nap.
Then I had a nap. Woke up.
Watched TV, video games.
And then I made a nice pasta for dinner with big salad on the side. Fabulous.
Had some beers.
And then had some beers. And it was asleep by before 11.
That sounds like an amazing day.
It was incredible.
That's an awesome day.
Yeah, it was the perfect day. You know, if you try to plan out your perfect day, it never goes according to plan. But if you just kind of try to go with the flow and take things as they come, then it becomes the perfect day. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm running around getting stuff together for a one-year-old birthday party the next day.
Yeah, but you had fun during it.
At the party, yes.
Yeah,
the running around part.
Yeah, I mean, that's not fun.
Wasn't that fun.
Errands aren't fun, but.
It was just a very hectic Friday.
Yeah, well, that sucks. Yeah. I don't know what I can say to that.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Take me, Rob. Did you not compete in any card games over the weekend?
I played in a less competitive one on Sunday. It was just more of a fun one.
Okay. Did you win?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. Does it hurt now that you're a champion in the competitive ones to not win a less competitive one?
No, I was playing something more less competitive and more fun, so I was fine with it.
Oh, okay. And then for most of the weekend, though, you were home with your girlfriend Meredith, which is pretty rare that y'all are home together on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, she was not feeling well earlier in the week, so I kind of just, you know, tried to stay with her when she needed
something. Right. Like Florence Nightingale.
So what types of things did you do to help take care of her while she was not feeling well?
I mean, like if she needed something to drink or whatever, I'd go with anything she asked for.
Yeah. Did you, like, cook?
Give me some ibuprofen, give me some water.
So she said, like, Rob, ibuprofen.
No.
He's like, yes.
Do it that way.
Yes, dear, I could try ibuprofen right now.
Right away.
Or I'd go, damn, I just sat down.
Yeah, or exactly. Because weren't you taking a nap when she tried to vacuum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, seems like if you're sick, you should not be the one doing the physical labor, that maybe that you could have done the vacuuming while she was resting.
All she had to do is ask.
Well, that's a good point. If you don't know that it needs to be vacuumed or that she wants it vacuumed, you really wouldn't know that it needed to be vacuumed, though, would you? You wouldn't look at it and go, this room needs to be vacuumed
real quick. Yeah. Not unless it's gone without it for like 2 weeks or something and there's dog hair everywhere.
So in other words, you always need her to tell you, hey, can you vacuum?
To be up to her standards, yes.
Okay. And how much higher are her standards than yours?
Probably significantly.
Okay.
Probably significant.
It is, but she's a pretty neat freak, might not be the right term, but she's...
No, I would call her a neat freak.
Yeah, because you say she's right. She's on top of keeping things OCD. Clean and orderly and all that kind of stuff.
If she's tidy.
She's tidy, eccentric, annoying, all those different things.
All the characteristics that make you fall in love with her. Yeah. Tidy, eccentric, and annoying. What kind of eccentricities does she have?
I mean, like she... I've talked about it before. She's a whistle thief. Like if you start whistling, she'll take over and just try to whistle louder than you are. She sings "Happy Birthday to the Dogs" every day.
That would be annoying.
That one does it. We talked about that before.
That would be very annoying.
It's because she doesn't know their birthday,
right?
So she figures if I do it every day, I'll hit it one day.
Exactly.
As if they would know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it at the same time every day?
Well, it randomly comes up. Like if it's at night, she's like, "Oh, I bet in her head she's like, almost forgot. Whew, this was close."
See, if somebody was on my nerves throughout the day and then they do that at the end, I'm gonna go crazy.
Exactly. You couldn't let that go for one day.
Like you're already annoying me, and now you're gonna pull this crap.
She's done it in bed before. Because she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't do it today. I
almost forgot today to sing happy birthday to her.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh no, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh. That's horrible.
This is Ace and Friends.